everyone should enjoy the shiur. Hopefully I'll catch you after the shiur.
Yeah, yeah, bring on the shiur. I apologize. I don't have svarim, so those who are sitting near me, I'm gonna try to shnoi your svarim. Yeah? I apologize. So the request was to talk about inyanei shvuos hadayanim and to talk a little bit about Purim. So I thought I would beat the system and talk about the Gemara here on Amar Testament Aleph of mitzvos hasidus this chadash.
Those have boim the gerinus in the sky, minay in tamalam vesa sherinenu.
Here's the line we're going to try to focus on, Bezus Hashem.
Ve'en li ala mitzvah shekiblu alei mehar sinai. Mitzvah so asidas the hischadesh, kigon mikru megillah minayin, talmud lomai kiyamu vekiblu, kiyamu ma shekiblu kvar. So the shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbiya here in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim and Arvos Moav. So Chazal say that the Shvua related not only to the mitzvah Shekibla Alei Mehar Sinai, but mitzvah Ha'asidos Lehischadesh as well.
Okay.
Comes the Rambam, he has it as the introduction to Sefer Mitzvot. Sefer Mitzvot as a whole is intended as an introduction to Mishneh Torah. So then in the introduction to the introduction, right, the guy gets up to speak and he says, before he speaks, he wants to say a few words. So in the Rambam's introduction to his introduction, so he has 14 Sharoshim where he explains the principles which guided him in enumerating the Minyan Taryag. And he openly polemicizes with the Bahag and other Gaonim. So the Rambam has as follows: Hasharosh Rishon she'ein ro'oi limnos b'chlal hazeh ha'mitzvah she'ein midrabanan. Meaning, if you take a look in the Bahag's minyan mitzvahs, you take a look in the minyan mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon. So they have in their minyan taryag, they have mikra megillah, they have ner chanukah, they include mitzvahs derabanan in the minyan taryag. And the Rambam thinks that that's a mistake. So that's the first of the 14 sharoshim, is not to count mitzvahs derabanan. Now, does anyone happen to have a Frankel here? Is anyone safe for Frankel? Thank you. So now that the Rambam is as one of his proofs that mitzvahs derabanan have no place in the minyan taryag, so the Rambam says lashon gemara shvuos ein li al mitzvah shenetzav al har sinai mitzvah shasidan lishchadesh kigon mikru megillah minayin talmud lomei kiyumu vekiblu kiyumu ma shekiblu kvar. So the Rambam says, so the Gemara in Makkah says, Darish Rabbi Simlai, the Taryag mitzvahs ne'emru lo Moshe b'Sinai, that the Taryag mitzvahs ha'al mi'Sinai. The Gemara in Shavuos explicitly contrasts the mitzvahs ha'asidos l'hischadesh with the mitzvah she'emru b'Sinai, right? What does the Gemara say? Ainly ela mitzvah shenitztavu al har Sinai. Mitzvah she'asidin lehischadesh minayin. So clearly the Gemara is contrasting the mitzvah she'asidos lehischadesh, such as mikru megillah with mitzvah she'nemru b'Sinai. So you see clearly that the mitzvahs the rabbanon are not nemru b'Sinai. Taryag mitzvahs are shlosh esrei Torah tzivulanu Moshe, darash rab simloi, that the taryag mitzvahs were nemru l'Moshe b'Sinai. So that's what the Rambam says. So I rest my case. He doesn't, actually goes on for a few more pages. But that you see clearly that mitzvahs de rabbanan have no place in minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Comes the Ramban, in the Frankel edition, it's here on the same page. He says, Va'od, the Ramban has different defenses of the Gaonim. So this is one of the defenses of the Gaonim. Va'od, Shekevon Shenema le Moshe b'Sinai, Sheyekablu Aleim Yisrael mitzvos bezden hagodol, Ubo heim v'tiknuas elu, for Nehemu kulam le Moshe b'Sinai. He says, since the authority of Chazal to be mesakein mitzvahs derabanan is included in the mitzvahs which were explicitly said at Har Sinai, so then implicitly mitzvahs derabanan were also said at Sinai. Ein hefresh beinehem ba'amirasim b'Sinai. There is no difference, there is no distinction between mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan in terms of their having been pronounced at Sinai. Ela shezeh b'frat v'zeh b'chlal. That mitzvahs tefillin was said b'frat. Ukshatu ma'os al yodacha, so that was said b'frat at Har Sinai. Mikud Megillah, Ne'acharek, it was said b'chlal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, either the mitzvah or the din of Lasasu or the din of Sha'al Avicha V'Agevcha, so he told him b'chlal, right? Implicitly, right? Implicitly he told him the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. Now comes the Ramban and says, and what's the raya that mitzvahs d'Rabbanan are named with the Sinai? What's the raya? The same Gemara, the Rambam quotes, right? Mamish the same Gemara. Ukvar haresol adas midivri harav, shehachachamim dorshim b'mitzvahs ha'asidos lehischadesh, shekiblu olsan aleihem b'sinai. He says, Adrab, he says, the Rambam did my work for me. He quoted the Gemara, which proves my case. Ka'osa shehizkir, like the Gemara that he, the Rambam, harav, the Rambam mentioned, Miperek Shvuos Hadayonin, V'chein Motzinek Sheishbiya Moshe Es Yisrael Omer Lehem Havuyodim Shelo Al Daitchem Ani Meshbiya Eschem Al Al Daitchem V'ad Asam Mokim Shenem Evelo Etchem Devat Chem Anokim Kiresh Es Beres Ezoz V'zol Ezoz Ein Li Ala Mitzvah Shem Estav V'sina Mitzvah Zal Sidos Es Chad Shigon Mikru Megillah Minayin Kloma Minayin Sheishbiya Moshe Alein Al Daito Al Daasam Mokim V'al Daito Talmud Lo Mekiyamu V'kibulu HaYehudim Alein V'al Zaram Kiyamu Mashikiblu Aleim Kvar. Hareza dova mefurash lahem, says the Ramban. Let's pay attention to this line. We have to just try to figure out what the Perush Milas is here. Hareza dova mefurash lahem, shekriyas megillah mekubelis misinai, v'nichras oleho bris kishor hamitzvos. So the Ramban takes the same Gemara and says, the Rambam says, this Gemara is mefurish, that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are not named b'Sinai. And the Ramban opens the same page of the Gemara, he reads the same words and says, this Gemara is mefurish, that mitzvahs d'rabbanan were named b'Sinai. So how the Rambam read the Gemara, that's clear, right? Because the Gemara is clearly contrasting mitzvahs ha'asidos l'hischadesh with mitzvahs sh'nemru b'Sinai. How is the Ramban reading the Gemara? How is the Ramban reading the Gemara? So apparently there's one assumption here in the Ramban, which he expects us to understand, and that we share. So in Parshas Nitzavim, I think Rashi, is there a finished word with Rashi here, any chance? Okay, well, so... This is a gewaltige edition. Oh. The notes here are fantastic. Atam nitzavim hayom, right? So Rashi explains what's going on in Parshas Nitzavim. What's going on in Parshas Nitzavim? Melamed shekinsa Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them, Klal Yisrael, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yom Moso, on the day of his death, lahachnisam bibris, to bring them into the bris of Arvos Moav. Now, what did the bris of Arvos Moav consist of? What did the bris of Arvos Moav consist of? La'avucha bebris Hashem alokecha uba olaso, right? Olaso and into his oath. Rashi on the next pasuk explains, lekachu oser eschem b'shvuos halalu. So what's added, what's new in Parshas Nitzavim, what's new in the bris of Arvos Moav as opposed to the bris Sinai, right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already established a covenant, a bris with us. So what's added in the bris of Arvos Moav? What's added in the bris of Arvos Moav is that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes a shvua on Torah. Originally, Torah was given without a shvua. Now in Arvos Moav, it's given with a shvua. But here in the bris of Arvos Moav, here in Parshas Nitzavim, there are no new mitzvahs being added. What's being added is that Torah is being reinforced with a shvua. Atem mitzvah mayom kuchem ufnei Hashem alokeichem lo'avucha bebris Hashem alokecha uva olaso. The shvua, that's what's being added. If you take a look at Rashi towards the end of Parshas Kisavo, so at the end of the Tochacha, so the Torah also refers to this bris of Arvos Moav. Eila divrei habris asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichros es bnei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, milavad habris asher karas itam b'chorev. So there was one bris at Chorev, Sinai, and there was another bris at Arvos Moav. What was accomplished in the second bris? So Rashi here says, again, this is Chaf Ches Samach Tes, Lichros es B'nai Yisrael, sheyikablu alayim es ha-Torah ba'ola u'b'shvua. So that's what the Ramban is saying. No new mitzvos are being presented in the bris of Arvos Moav. So now, Rebosa, so with that, so how do we understand, what's the Ramban's raya from the Gemara in Shavuos against the Rambam? With this assumption, so what's the Ramban's raya, Rebosa? Someone help me out.
No new mitzvahs are ever added. They can never make up more mitzvahs.
If the bris in Arvos Moav is not coming to add mitzvahs, it's only coming to reinforce what was given at Sinai with a shvua, and the shvua relates not only to ukshartam la'osal yadecha, it relates not only to mitzvahs tefillin, to mitzvahs matzah, it relates to mitzvahs ha'asidos lehischadesh as well. So with those two premises, so what's the conclusion? So apparently the mitzvahs ha'asidos lehischadesh are considered to be me'sinai. You hear that, Rosa? You with me? We need to stay together step by step here, otherwise we're going to get lost. Step number one is that the bris in Arvos Moav is not coming to add mitzvahs. The bris in Arvos Moav, again, we just saw the psukim say it, but also, Rashi explains, the bris in Arvos Moav is coming to reinforce what we were given at Har Sinai ba'ala u'b'shvua, with a shvua. Okay, it's not coming to add mitzvahs. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, the shvua in Arvos Moav relates not only to mitzvahs d'oraisa, but also to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Ein li'alim mitzvah shenitnu b'Sinai, according to the Ramban, that means befrat. The word befrat should be understood there. Mitzvos ha'asidus lehischadesh. So the shvua is relating to mitzvos d'rabbanan as well. But wait a minute, the shvua is not adding new mitzvahs, it's just reinforcing what was already given with the shvua. So if the shvua is relating to mitzvos d'rabbanan, apparently the mitzvos d'rabbanan are also missing, huh? So if that's the case, then how do you read the words mitzvos shenitnu mehar Sinai? The Rambam's diuk, what's the Ramban's answer to the Rambam's diuk? No, mitzvah shenitnu misinai means befrat. Mitzvah sasidus leschadesh gam nitnu misinai avalo befrat ala v'chlau. So says the Ramban, so this Gemara is mefurish. like the Rav Sajigon, like the Bahag, that the mitzvahs de Rabbanon belong in the Minyan Taryag. But now when you try to put your finger on what exactly the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about, it gets very confusing. I mean, the Rambam obviously agrees that implicitly the authorization for mitzvahs d'Rabbanon comes from Har Sinai. Otherwise we couldn't have mitzvahs d'Rabbanon. Again, the Gemara and Shabbos has a machlokas, whether it comes from L'Sosu or whether it comes from Sha'al Avichu. So the Rambam obviously agrees with that. If there was no authorization on Har Sinai, then Chazal subsequently could not have introduced mitzvahs d'Rabbanon. And on the other hand, the Ramban is also conceding, it's not as if Mikra Megillah was said bifrat at Har Sinai, it's only bichlal at Har Sinai, so what are they really arguing about here? So what are they arguing about? And for that matter, what's this whole shorish? What are they fighting about? It's not as if the Bahag and Rav Sadia Gaon thought that Sofek Ner Chanukah is l'chumra. It's not as if they thought that Ner Chanukah was d'oraisa. So what's going on here, I will say? So if you take a look, the Rambam lists the Taryag Mitzvahs again in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. And after he lists the Taryag Mitzvahs in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he has another little introduction before he tells you where throughout Mishnah Torah you'll find each of the Taryag Mitzvahs discussed and explained. So in that little, again, if you have a Sefer Hamada, and you're looking in the beginning, so first you open up, you have the Hakdamas HaRambam, then you have the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And then after that Minyan HaMitzvahs, you have a little paragraph, I think in the standard editions, it's called the Hakdama of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, I'll say the Hilchos HaRambam Zatzal, a line not actually written by the Rambam. Right? He didn't write Hakdama of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, I'll say the Hilchos HaRambam Zatzal. So the Rambam here says, so what I just listed for you are all the Taryag Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam goes on to say, in addition to these Taryag Mitzvahs d'Oraisa, there are other Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, such as Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Erev, and Tilas Yadayim, which we're obligated to observe as well. And not only will you find all the halachos of Mitzvahs d'Oraisa in Mishnah Torah, you'll find all the halachos of Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan as well. Now, then the Rambam broaches a very fundamental question. He says, why don't mitzvahs d'Rabbanan constitute a violation of Baal Tosef? Right? In two places in where? Sefer Bereishis, Shemot, Dvarim, Baal Tosef? Where's the pasuk of Baal Tosef? Right. In two places in Sefer Dvarim, the Torah says, Eis kol ador she'anochi mitzav eschem las, oso sishmu lasos, lo so sefer lo ve lo sigma mimenu. There's an issur Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. You can't subtract, right? Legroa, you can't subtract from the mitzvah satara, you can't reduce it to 612, you can't be mosif to 614. So asks the Rambam, why don't mitzvahs d'Rabbanan violate Baal Tosef? So the Rambam answers as follows. Kol elu ha-mitzvah sh'nischatshu, if you have a Rambam in front of you, take a look inside of us. Kol elu ha-mitzvah sh'nischatshu, chayovim onu l'kablom u'l'shomron. Right? L'kablom means that we have to acknowledge the authority of Chazal to have introduced these mitzvahs, and then l'shomron means we have to act on it and actually observe the mitzvah. Kol elu ha-mitzvah sh'nischatshu, chayovim onu l'kablom u'l'shomron, sh'nem el'sosim en'adobah. Ve'enam tosefes al mitzvos haTorah, but they don't constitute an addition to mitzvos haTorah. Why not? Ve'alma hishira Torah lo sosef alav lo sigra mimenu shelo yehein navi rashai lechadesh davar ve'lo meshakadosh baruch hitzivo b'mitzvah zo. He says, if a navi or chazal would come along and say, there's a new version of mitzvahs HaTorah coming out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should add a 614th mitzvah, that would be Baal Tosef. However, Im hosifu bezdin im novi shiyeh ba'oso hazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hora o derech gezerah ein zot tosefes. Shaharei, now listen carefully. Lo amru shehakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev o likros megillah ba'onasa. Ve'ilu amru chen hoyu mosifan al ha'torah elakachonu omim. Shanavim im bezdin tiknum v'tzivu likros ha'megillah ba'onasa kidei lahazkir shvachav shal ha'kadosh baruch hu u'tshuos she'osah lanu v'hayakarev l'shu'enu kidei levaruch hu lahalalo kidei lehodiyah l'doros ha'boim she'emes v'avshav tichanu ba'torah migagodol shelo elohim krov me'lov kasham elokeinu v'chol kareinu elov. Kitza ha'maisa, the Rambam says that Chazal are also observing the mitzvah of Bal Tosef. They're complying with it because the Rabbanans are not Bal Tosef, because A, Chazal clearly delineate that this is the Rabbanan, not the Oraisa. Right? Chazal don't pass off, for instance, Basa B'cholav, the Oraisa is only Basar Behema, is only animal meat, not fowl meat. FLW. Only Bisar Behema, not Bisar Oaf. Chazal, what goes there, that Bisar Oaf is also. So when Chazal, the Rambam actually gives this example in Hilchos Mamon. When Chazal, what goes there, that Bisar Oaf should also be Osir, so they said very openly and clearly, this is not Osir Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, one is allowed to have a chicken and cheese sandwich with a chicken and cheese were cooked together. It is mutter min haTorah. We're asuring it midrabbanan because in people's minds, so people group together besar oaf and besar behema. If it will be mutter to eat besar oaf b'chalav, they'll eat besar behema b'chalav. So therefore, we're asuring it. Says the Rambam, it's not Bal Tosef for two reasons. There are two conditions Chazal had to and did satisfy. A, they delineated that it's only Durabonon, and B, they also explained what in the Torah they were protecting. What in the Torah, the observance of what they were fostering, they were protecting. Kriyas HaMegillah, again, Chazal did not come and say, there's now 614 mitzvahs in the Torah. No, they came and they said, this is a mitzvah Durabonon. That satisfies condition number one. How do they satisfy condition number two? So the Rambam mentions a few things. One of them is very fascinating because it gives us, I think, a different emphasis than one generally has on Purim, that the reason for Kriyas HaMegillah is to reinforce our belief, that the Oraisa, Dika belief, in Korach HaTfilah. That the point of the Kriyas HaMegillah, what is it when we're listening to Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim, be it Yudalit, be it Tezvav, Mirtz Hashem, what is it that we're supposed to hear between the lines? We're supposed to see that we were on at the edge of the precipice. And what is it that saved us? Is when Esther tells Mordechai, Lech knos es kol ha'yehudim, and v'tzumu alai shloshes yamim, and that those 3 days of tefillah is what saved Klal Yisrael. Lo the emes mashav tichanu b'Torah mi gadol shelo Elohim krov melov kashem elokein v'chol karein elov. Again, so for the Rambam, mitzvahs derabbanan aren't Bal Tosef because of the two conditions they satisfy. Right? Condition number one. What was condition number one? Rabbi say?
I have to say that it's
derabbanan. Right? They delineate that it's derabbanan, and condition number two, they explain what in the Torah they're protecting, what in the Torah they're fostering. Okay, we're coming to some very, very sadistic things. I will say, stay tuned. Now, does anyone have? I'm sorry, I thought that the Marim Makomos were printed out. That's why I had rings thrown up. So I apologize. Does anyone have the Rashba on Rosh Hashanah?
I have it.
So do you want to? So the Rashba is commenting. We'll see the Lashon in a minute. The Rashba is commenting on the following, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokunu Meirin Chen Yoshvin, the Tokunu Meirin Chen Omdin. You'll read it in a minute, okay? Lama Tokunu Meirin Chen Yoshvin, Tokunu Meirin Chen Omdin, which according to most Rishonim, is what does that sound like? The mokel for what practice of ours? What do we call those? Two sets of tkiyas?
Yeah, Tkiyas de Meyushev, Tkiyas de Me'umad, right? So according to most Rishonim, the Baal Amor has a very different and different understanding of the Gemara, but according to most Rishonim, that Gemara is the source for our practice of Tkiyas de Meyushev, Tkiyas de Me'umad. We call them Tkiyas de Meyushev, even though we stand before Musaf, because it's not in the context of Shemon Esrei, when you mamish have to stand. Okay, so the Bali Atosfos asked the following question on that Gemara. The Bali Atosfos asked, why isn't it Bal Tosef? How many kolos are you chayef to hear me Doraisa on Rosh Hashanah? 9 kolos, right? Again, it's a three-way machlokes tanoim, 3, 6, or 9. We pask a 9. So we sort of call shvarim true a 2, so we'll call it 10. Then with Rabbi Abbo, suffig about shvarim truah, shvarim truah. So then that gets inflated to 30, but we blow much more than that. We already blew 30 kolos b'meyusha. So when we're blowing extra kolos, so come the Bali Atosis and they say, why isn't that Baltosif? Yeah, you hear the kasher also. Why isn't it Baltosif? It should be overkill, right? I think it's a 15-yard penalty for piling on. So over here, it should be we blew the requisite number of kolos. So at this point, it should be Bal Tosef to blow extra kolos. So that's Tosef's kasha. They answer what they answer, which isn't germane to our Indian. Now, what does the Rashba answer? Right, and then let's skip to the lady head if you want to answer.
If you don't go from Mistaba.
Mistaba is both kind of cloud. The low Amr Hassan, the Ika Mishan Batosif, Al Bimashi, who most of Midas Asma. Don't you host it?
For instance, a Kohen decides that Yivarach Hashem v'yishmerech, 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 and you should have a sach naches from all the children. Sach yiddish naches from all the children. And then he goes down from the duchen and says, Yizov v'bal tosef, right? Tosef v'yivarach achas midaita. Okay, now let's
skip a couple of lines. Where is what you just said?
Okay, Alma. See the Alma?
Alma, Kol Tzorech Basin, Gozer.
Kol Tzorech
Basin, Gozer, and
Musifin. Okay, so again, let's reread Rav Osai. The Lo Amru Hasam, listen carefully. Lo Amru Hasam, the Ika Mishum Bal Tosef, Ela Ba Meshur Mosef Midas Atzmo. However, Kol Letzorech, Bezdin Gozen Mosifin Varishus Biyadan. What is it? How does the Rajba answer Tosef's question? I don't know if you were able to follow. It's not called adding on, but then he says Mosifin, they are adding on, right? The last line, could you read the last line again? Alma kol tzorech.
Alma kol tzorech, basin gozin and mosifin v'arishus b'yadam.
The rishus is in their hands to do, Bal Tosef seems to be rishus of the Rabban.
Bal Tosef is not addressed the best thing. Chazal were not bound by Bal Tosef. Says the Rashba, Tosef's kasha is not a question, because if there's a mitzvah derabbanan to blow extra kolos, mitzvahs derabbanan are exempted from the rule of Bal Tosef. Alma kol etzorech. This is the crucial line, Rabbi Osei. Alma kol etzorech. Apparently, Chazal can't just do it whimsically, they can't do it gratuitously. Alma kol etzorech. When Chazal identify etzorech, bezdin gozrin u'mosifin. And therefore he says, Tosis is kasher, kushir meikara lesser. Now.
Which is the same way that we explain the Rambam, no?
Oh, is it? Is it the same as the Rambam or is it different? You're right, that's exactly where we want to go. Let's juxtapose this to the Rambam. Is it the same or is it different?
When the Rashba says Alma kol letzorech goes when umosifin. Would the Rambam be comfortable?
The Rambam said in Mamrim that it's not called Hosafah.
The Rambam is adamant that it's not a Hosafah, right? The Rambam is adamant that Chazal are as Muzhar in Baal Tosef as we, Yechidim, are. And the Rambam explains why the Rabbonins are not Baal Tosef. Says the Rashba, they are Hosafah. They are Hosafah. But it's not included in the lav. The same way, if I go into a room where Rachman al-Itzlan is a mace, I'm not being over anything, because the Isser of Tumas Mesim is addressed to Kohanim. It's not addressed to me. There are lots of mitzvahs in the Torah which are addressed to some, but not to everyone. Then the Isser of Tumas Mesim is given to Kohanim. It's not given to Yisraelim. The Isser of Baal Tosef is given to Yechidim, it's not given to Bezin HaGadol. So we have a fundamental, again, we still don't know, we don't appreciate fully what's at stake here, but the way the Rambam solves the problem is by saying it's only Baal Tosef if what? If you try to put it on par with Mitzvah HaTorah, and what's more, you make it independent. But if you don't put it on par with Mitzvah HaTorah, no, you're open about the fact. No, the cheeseburger is Doraisa. But if it's a cheese chicken burger, it's only Darabanan. And what's more, the only reason I'm assuring it is to protect the Mitzvah HaTorah. That's not a Hosafa. The Rashba says, let Zolzain, it's a Hosafa. Baal Tosef was not addressed to Chazal, was addressed to Yechidim.
Rambam logically proves that what he considers to be Baal Tosef, right, so this isn't Baal Tosef, but where does the Rashba take this from? You can't point to any mitzvah and say, no, this is only to him, this is only to her. Like, where does he take his idea from? It seems like a big chiddush.
So I think that's one of the lines that we skipped when we were reading, so I apologize.
The Rashba addresses your question.
Umistadra,
what does it say?
Yeah, avobamesha amdu chachamim. Avobamesha amdu chachamim v'tipnu l'tzarech. Ein kan Baal Tosef, there's no violation of Baal Tosef. Dekva omra Torah al pi haTorah asher yarucha. So that's where the Rashba is. You're asking very well. Where the Rashba is addressing your question, he says, juxtapose the two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, there's another pasuk that says, al piatara sheyarucha. They tell you, jump, you jump. They tell you, like nechanaka, you like nechanaka. How does that stem with Baal Tosef? The Teretz is Baal Tosef apparently was not said to them. It's the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim of Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, which tells us that.
Just like as a side question, what would the Rambam do with the question by the Shofar?
So Tosef gives a different answer. Either the Rambam could give his own answer. The Rambam could give his own answer because they're delineating what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbana, and then they'll explain to you why they introduced Kizdam Umar. Or he could give that answer would work. He could give Tosus's answer that repeating a mitzvah is not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only adding on to a mitzvah or adding a new mitzvah. But just repeating a mitzvah, when a Kohen will go from one minion to the next at the Kosel in the morning and he'll duchen 50 times at Shachris, so that's not going to be Baal Tosef. Okay, Rebosa. So you with me? So what we added, originally we wanted to know what exactly are the Rambam and the Ramban arguing about in terms of Pshat and our Gemara and Shavuos HaDayanim. When all is said and done, everyone agrees that Bichlal, implicitly, the Rabbanans were authorized on Har Sinai. Explicitly, they weren't formulated and introduced until later. Somehow or other, for the Rambam, that means, you see that they weren't on Har Sinai, and for the Ramban says, you see they were said at Har Sinai. So what's that all about? So the first step in trying to understand that is we see there's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Rashba, how we reconcile mitzvahs derabbanan with Baal Tosef. According to the Rambam, we do reconcile it. Chazal are absolutely muzer on Baal Tosef. According to the Rashba, we don't need to reconcile it. Chazal were given a pass. They're not subject to the Isser Baal Tosef.
It doesn't link up with the Ramban necessarily.
We haven't linked yet. Things are right. We haven't linked up yet. Okay. Let's go a little further here. There is a famous, very, very famous Chiddush HaRitva. It's taka on the same Amud in Rosh Hashanah, on a line or two earlier in the Gemara. Your computer knows Ritva also, not just Rashba. Great, Gevalik. Okay. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah is commenting on the following. There is a Brisa in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure many of you have seen it. It's hard to prepare for the Yom Tovim without reviewing that Braisa. The Braisa says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to bring the Minchas HaOmer on Pesach? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to bring Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that there should be Nisfach HaNaim on Sukkot? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that we should say Malchi HaZichronos and Shofos on Rosh Hashanah? So the Ritva says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that we should say Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, the three extra brachos in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei? Doesn't the Gemara say later on Lamed Dalet in Rosh Hashanah that Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos are Derabbanan? The Gemara seems to be pretty explicit. The Gemara says you live out in the countryside and you can travel for Rosh Hashanah to one of two shtetlach. You're within striking range of one or two villages, little cities. In one of them, so they have a Baal Tefillah who knows the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, so you'll be able to hear Tefillas Musaf. In the other one, but they don't have a shofar. In the other one, they have a shofar and a Baal Tokeah, but they don't have anyone who knows the Shemoneh Esrei by heart. So the Gemara says, you go to the place where they blow shofar, you don't go to the place where they daven Musaf, because shofar is Daraisa, and Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofar is only Darabonim. So says the Ritva, what does the Braisa mean? Mitneimah on the Torah and on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchi HaZichronos and Shofros. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it. The Torah didn't say it. Chazal said it. So what does the Ritva say about that? Okay, so listen about that. Listen carefully. This is mamish dvarim yesodayim. Listen, please. Go ahead.
The halakha amar kadosh baruch hu amar lefanei malchi hazichronos hashofros bishum de'af agav tetsukei malchi hazichronos hashofros ina min haTorah el mi derabanan kederefrishna. Mikol makom mimasha amar haTorah zichron shua yeshlamot shera'u lehaskir.
Sure, I think maybe it's supposed to be ra'ui. It could be it doesn't. Maybe missing a yud there. Maybe Ra'ul. Okay. Okay, so maybe Ra'ul. Okay, so.
Oy lahaskir psuke shuro psuke zikaron. Umachios nafgalan kimoshe darshu razav. Mi sifrim mi pasuk ve'ayah lachem zikaron lefneash elo keichem ani Hashem lokeichem. Shein Talmud lomar ani Hashem lokeichem ela ze.
Listen to this, Rabbi. This is worth the price of admission. Listen. Shekoma
sheyisho asmachta min hapasuk heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi la'asos kim. Ela shelo kavu chova
kiva'ol. Fine. So what does the Udva say? The Udva said an unbelievable pshat, right? Asmachtas, all over the place. All over the Gemara. Asmachtas. What does the Udva say the pshat and asmachtas? Asmachta, what does asmachta mean literally? What does it mean? What does it mean, l'smoch? To lean, right? To lean, right? V'samach yada al rosh ha'olam, right? He leans on it, right? He leans. B'chol kocho. Smicha b'chol kocho. It means to lean. Asmachta says the B'dva something unbelievable. He says, every mitzvah the Rabbanan has an asmachta, and the asmachta is a hint. It's a cue. Moshe l'ma'adah v'dome. Let's say, I can ask my son, please bring me a cup of tea. Or I can sit back and I can say, oi, I'm so parched. What I wouldn't give for a cup of tea. Now the meaning, the intent is pretty clear. But in one case there was a direct request, right? There was a direct request, please bring me a cup of tea. In the other, there's a unmistakable hint. Right? An unmistakable hint. Says the Ritva, mitzvahs de Rabbanan all have an asmachta. Mitzvahs de Rabbanan all have an asmachta. He says, and what's more, they have to have an asmachta. You want to just read the line about Torah Sashem Tumima there? That ain't Torah. So according to the Ritva, the Ritva is very, very yesodistic. The Ritva says, you know what Pshat and Asmachta is? And Asmachta is a hint. It's a hint. It's unparched. I could really use a cup of tea, as opposed to, please bring me a cup of tea. That's how the Ritva explains. What is the Ritva explaining this? What was his original kasha, Rabbi say? How do we attribute mitzvahs derabbanan to Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, it is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not necessarily Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu it is. Now, that understanding of Asmachta, which the Ritva so unequivocally rejects, the Rambam in the Hakdama of the Parash of Mishnah says Mefurish. The Rambam thinks an Asmachta is just a mnemonic device. The Rambam says the Pshat and Asmachta is this, right? Remember, until Rabbeinu HaKadosh invoked Eis Lasos Lashem Eferu Torasecha, so Torah Shebal Peh was not written down. If you have some remez in what's written, if you can associate what you're supposed to remember with something that's written, it helps your memory. According to the Rambam, Asmachtas are just mnemonic devices. They're not hints, they're not cues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Chachamim. It's not like, according to the Ritva, it's like when you go on a hike on a mountain, right? So you have to find where the trail markers are. So the Ribbono Shel Olam left, there were some tzivuyim, there were some signs the Ribbono Shel Olam left, and then there were some trail markers. And Chazal was supposed to follow the trail markers. The signs say explicitly what you're supposed to do, where you're allowed to go, where you're not to go. And the trail markers are hints. They're cues. Asmachtas, they're trail markers. They're hints. They're cues. Every derabbanan has some type of asmachta, some type of zecha l'dova, something. When the Torah says zichra and trua, so the Torah is planting the idea that, you know what, we should say psukei zichronos and shofros. Fine. Now, one more. So for the Ritva, all mitzvahs derabanan, there's a clue, there's a hint in the Torah. For instance, does anyone know where the Ramban suggests a smach from Mikra Megillah in the Torah? It's a Ramban al Torah. Wasn't on the mountain. Ramban, take a look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Kisaitse. On Zohar Eis Asher Osel Lucha Amalek, Ramban says, Mikan Smach, the Mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. Yitochein Ma'od, that what the Ramban means by that, is that even though he doesn't say it fully and elaborately, is that he already has this whole scheme of the Ritva, that every mitzvah derabanan, Mikra Megillah, where else does the Ramban very famously tell us a remez to a mitzvah derabanan in the psukim? This is more famous than the Ramban in Kisaitse. This is mamash a very famous Ramban.
Hanukkah?
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. The Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha says that there's a remez l'neros Chanukas Chashmonoi in the psukim Parshas Bahaloscha. You put those two Rambans together and you connect the dots, it seems clear that the Ramban agrees with this approach of the Ritva. And again, who's the Bar Plukta on the other side? The Rambam's the Bar Plukta. The Hoyudvar Me'olam and Asmachta is a mnemonic device. It's not true that the Pasuk is hinting, it's not a trail marker, it's a helpful mnemonic device. Every mitzvah mechudeshes, meaning a gzeira such as don't carry from a rishus sayyachet to a karmelis, or don't carry in the lobby of an apartment building, because in people's minds that's a rishus sarabim. So that doesn't need an asmachta for the ritva. A gzeira, a siyag doesn't need an asmachta, but a mitzvah mechudeshes, such as hadlokas neiros Hanukkah, such as mikra megillah, that needs to have an asmachta, and the Ritva says it does. I'll give you one example again. If you're interested, I will say you'll follow it up. You'll take a look in the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Beitza. So the second parak. Anyone here learned Beitza? Anyone learned Beitza with Kiyas? Yeah. So what's the? Should I put you on the spot? What? Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good for you. Come on, come on. The second paragraph of Maseches Beitza talks about what? First paragraph begins talking about mukta, and then we talk about malachas. I'm sorry? And excellent, and specifically... I give him extra dessert or something at lunch. The second paragraph in Maseches Beitza is about Eruvei Tavshilin. Eruv Tavshilin is what? A Dindra Avonim, Dindra Aysa. Dindra Avonim, it's a Dindra Avonim that if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, if you're cooking expressly for Shabbos, you have to have made an Eruv Tavshilin before Yom Tov. It's a Dindra Avonim. Says the Gemara about that Dindra Avonim, Minnohanemilah. The Gemara says, Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekatsho, Zochos Me'acha Shabbala Hashkicho, etc. So Rashi already there in Beitz is clearly bothered by the Kasha. According to the Ritva, here's a mitzvah derabanan. Erev Tavshilin is a mitzvah derabanan. It's not minahane milay as where's the chiyuv, where's the bring me a cup of tea, but it's where's the I'm parched, I could really use a cup of tea. Where's the hint? Where's the cue? So this is another Yisrael Zdegi Machalakas. Again, so what do we have so far? We're both saying, what time is it? What time? Okay.
Some questions and answers also. We have to be finished by 1:10. There's a Sikha of Chazara.
Okay.
So by 1:08
we're finished. Okay, we're getting closer, boss. We're almost there. We're getting to the punchline. Stick with me. Again, so step number one was what? The Gemara in Shavuos. Correct? Gemara in Shavuos, Lamatas. The Rambam says, oh, it's Mefurish Mitzvahs Darabanan, nothing to do with Har Sinai. Look in the Gemara. Says the Rambam, oh, it's Mefurish Mitzvahs Darabanan, and Namun Sinai. Look at the Gemara. What's going on? Step number two, how do you reconcile, what was step number two, Rabbi Elsei? How do you reconcile what and what?
Baltosef.
With mitzvahs derabanan, says the Rambam, you do reconcile them because Baltosef, they don't claim to be Doraisa and they don't claim to be independent, right? And the Rashba said, what about that question? You don't have to reconcile it. Chazal, we're given a pass. When the Torah said, Al-Pi HaTorah Asher Yeruchah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal a blank check, he said, you're exempted from Baltosef. Fine. Step number three, comes the Ritva, says, what's pshat in Asmachta? Asmachta means that it leans, that the Din D'Rabbanan leans on the Pasuk, not in the sense that the Pasuk helps you remember the Din D'Rabbanan, but it's that Pasuk which gave Chazal the cue, the clue, the hint to introduce the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Okay, now, one last Marimokim here. You have the Hagdama to Parish to Parish Chelet and Parish Mishnayis that you saw that she in Parish Mishnayis La Rambam. So that you got it.
Yeah, please.
Okay, listen very carefully, please, Rabbi Elsei.
So that she habatul.
Habitul, right? Of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. So the ninth. Right, the ninth is that the Torah is eternal. Right. Okay, go ahead. Habitul, meaning that it won't be mizbatel. Rachman Litzlan. The Torah, mitzvahs of Torah are eternal. Go ahead. So says the Rambam, what's the pasuk in Chumash? Listen carefully, everybody. Now we're going to begin after this next Torah, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to begin to try to tie things together. What's the pasuk in the Torah that expresses? Again, the fundamental of belief that Torah is eternal. What's the pasuk? Baltosef. Right? That same pasuk. Baltosef alav lo sigra mimenu. Let's ponder that this for a moment. Right? This unlocks everything for us. Rabbi Elsei. I don't know when. If I haven't seen this Rambam, or on the Marim Mekomos, you'll see the Rambam says it also in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Tes. But we're running out of time, so we're not going to look at that. But look at it. The Rambam says it there as well. So there's a chiddush in how the Rambam understood this pasuk. Like this, when we're Ma'ariv Sedra, Parshas Vaschana and Parshas Re'eh, when we're Ma'ariv Sedra, so the impression we have is. The Torah has a mitzvah chveis, mitzvah essay, mitzvah lasay. The Torah has a mitzvah essay, put on tefillin. The Torah has a mitzvah lasay, say, don't eat in the veilah. The Torah has another mitzvah lasay, say, don't add on to the mitzvah satorah. Okay, it's telling me not to add on the mitzvah satorah. How does that express that Torah is nitzvahs? How does the pasuk of Baltosef, this is crucial, I will say, how does the pasuk of Baltosef express nitzchiyos haTorah? Which for the Rambam it does, right? Hayisod hachi is bittel, meaning that there can't, there isn't, Rachman al-Etzlan, bittel. The Torah is eternal. Torah is nitzchis. Says the Rambam, what's the pasuk that expresses that? Lo sosei falav lo sigra mimenu. So clearly for the Rambam, Baltosef, let's try to understand this point clearly, Rosa. This is the crux here. Baltosef is not simply, let's call it, not simply an Isur Gavra, that I cannot add or subtract a mitzvah to the mitzvah Satorah. Baal Tosef is telling you something about that the Cheftza Shel Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave from Moshe Rabbeinu is finished, is complete, is something that's going to remain as is without any external change. You hear the difference? There's a difference between reading that pasuk. Without the Rambam, I would have read that pasuk. Losel Sefalov says, listen, you can't eat Nevela, you can't do Malach on Shabbos, you can't make up a mitzvah. Or you can't add to a mitzvah. You can't add the fourth bracha to Berakas Kohanim. That's how I would have read it. Says the Rambam, says no, Baal Tosef is coming and is telling you something about the Cheftza Shel Torah. What is it that Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, those twin lavin, what is it that they express? That the Torah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Torah, he said, here, it's finished, it's sealed. There isn't going to be from outside, not even from me, Lo v'shamayim hi, not even from me, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, not even from me is there going to be, can there be, will there be, any addition. The corpus of Torah, the Cheftza Shel Torah, is there. Chazal are going to derive things through Yud Gimel Midos, but that's internally. There isn't going to be anything added. Now, let's begin to now string together, tie together all these views of the Rambam and all the views of the Chachmei Sfarad, right? The Ramban was sort of the giant of a whole school which lasted for well over a century, which we identify as the Chachmei Sfarad. They lived in Spain, so the Ramban was the giant towering figure, and then the Rashba was his Talmud, and the Ritva was Talmud Talmido, and there are lots of shittas. They don't always agree. They disagree on plenty of things. But there are plenty of things also that we are able to identify as this was the view of the Chachmei Sfarad. So all the Maror Mekomos we've had are the Rambam on the one side, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva on the other side. Let's try to tie it all together. The Rambam's understanding of Baal Tosef is that Torah is complete. Baal Tosef doesn't just mean that I personally, individually, cannot add, but it's telling us something about the Cheftza Shel Torah. The corpus of Torah is complete, it's finished. Tam v'nishlam shavach l'borei olam. That's what Baal Tosef is according to the Rambam. Now, let's work backwards. Is it conceivable, if that's what the love of Baal Tosef is, that anyone is exempt from that love? Is it conceivable that Chazal have a past? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself doesn't have a past. Lo v'shamayim hi. The Rambam in Tess of Yisarei Torah Halacha Aleph, so he mentions in the same breath that lo v'shamayim hi. Ela mitzvah she'ein aver shel chadash davar. There are sides of a coin. There's a coin with at least three sides. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a pass on Baal Tosef. He says, I'm not going to add to the corpus of the Torah. Even I don't have. Even I can't tell you pshat in the pasuk, right? The Rambam said there in the Yisrael Chi that there's no hosafa giron, not even the perush haTorah. The Torah is chasuma. The Cheftza Shel Torah tam v'nishlam. That's what Baal Tosef means. It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable that Chazal are given a pass. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a pass. Chazal can't have a pass. Now, we asked, what's the difference? What's the difference? The Rambam also agrees that the authority for mitzvahs d'Rabbanan is at Har Sinai. The Ramban also says that the mitzvahs are only ne'maros b'Sinai b'chlal. What's the whole difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? This. Here's the crux of the difference. So the Rambam, since mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, for the Rambam, again, Torah was nechtemes. It was sealed. It was delivered and sealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when given to Moshe Rabbeinu. What that means is that nothing independent can be added to it. That's why, remember, how did the Rambam justify the Rabbanon? Not only do you have to delineate it as a Rabbanon, but what else do you have to do? You have to explain what it's fostering in the Torah, what it's protecting, what it's fostering. There's no such thing, even if you delineate it as the Rabbanon, Torah is finished. The only thing you can do is introduce things to foster, to facilitate, to protect what's there already. There's no such thing as, you know what, Kriyas HaMegillah is a good idea, let's do it. No, Torah is finished, Tam V'Nishlam. You have to explain to me what it is in the Torah, in this Torah of L'Sosif Alav, of Tam V'Nishlam, that you're fostering through a Durabonel of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rashba says, nah, that's not what Baltosif means. Where do you see that in the passing? That's not what Baltosif means. Baltosif means don't eat nevela, don't do malach, and Shabbos, don't add to mitzvahs HaTorah, don't kohanim, don't be in time of the mason. That mitzvah is only lekohanim, this mitzvah is only liyachidim, it's not the chazal. Baltosif never said that the cheftz shel Torah is tam v'nishlam in that sense. What's more, the Torah explicitly said that it wasn't finished. Because the Torah said we're leaving a few cues for Chazal to introduce mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Now, what's the difference, Rav Osser, let's nail this one on the head. What's the difference? According to the Ritva's understanding of Asmachta, do I have to justify a d'rabbanan by telling us what mitzvah in the Torah it's going to foster and protect? If there's an asmachta, then it can be an independent mitzvah. You hear that, Rav Osai? For the Rambam, again, Torah is tam v'nishlam. No, there are no hints. No, Torah is tam v'nishlam. And asmachta is a mnemonic device. Therefore, every derabbanan has to link up that it's fostering, it's protecting something that's already there in the Torah. For the Ritva, for the Ramban, for the Chachmei Svaran, Baltosif never said Tam V'Nishlam Adarabah. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give the Torah is, again, there are signs with explicit rules, and then there are trail markers that were there for Chazal to follow, and they followed them. And Chazal followed them. So once you find the asmachta, so then it can be an independent mitzvah. There's no need to correlate Kriyas HaMegillah or Ner Chanukah with something that's in the Torah. No, this can be an independent mitzvah, albeit derabbanan, because there's a hint for it in the Torah. Because Baltosif doesn't mean that Tam V'Nishlam, that it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Let's come back to the Gemara in Shavuos. Says the Rambam, here's a Gemara in Shavuos. What does the Gemara in Shavuos say? Gemara in Shavuos says it contrasts mitzvahs on Sinai with mitzvahs for Hasidus l'Hischadish, correct? Says the Rambam, Mufurish, mitzvahs d'Rabbanan have nothing to do with Hasinai. Says the Ramban, Avos Moav didn't add any mitzvahs. Adarav, it's Mufurish and mitzvahs d'Rabbanan are in Hasinai, albeit bechlal, implicitly. The Rambam also agrees that they're implicitly. What's the big to-do? There's a big, big to-do here. And that is that for the Rambam, what's bechlal at Sinai is only the mandate for Chazal to protect the Torah and for us to listen to them when they're protecting the Torah. But there are no new mitzvahs in terms of independent mitzvahs. For the Ramban, the mitzvahs of Asidus l'Hischadesh are independent mitzvahs, and therefore they also rightfully belong in the Minyan Taryag. What was Bechlal at Sinai is not an authority for Chazal simply to protect, but it was an authority, like the Rashba says, Lahosif. It was an authority, that taka belongs on Sinai. That taka belongs on Sinai. So the mitzvahs of Asidus l'Hischadesh for the Rambam, they're not mitzvahs, they're not independent mitzvahs. The mitzvahs ha'asidus l'schadish for the Rambam, again, are going to be mitzvahs which will protect, which will foster, which will facilitate what's already in the Torah. And otherwise, they have no legitimacy. So as independent mitzvahs, they don't exist. They've got nothing to do with Sinai. The Taryag represents Taryag independent mitzvahs. I don't have to correlate Birkas HaMazon with Hanochas Tefillin. Birkas HaMazon has as much claim to being a mitzvah as Hanochas Tefillin. I do have to correlate Mikra Megillah with something. Says the Ramban and says, no, these are mitzvahs which Bechlal Anamoros B'Sinai. Because just as Hanochas Tefillin doesn't have to be correlated with anything, neither does Mikra Megillah. Why? Again, because of the Ridva and Rosh Hashanah, because of the Rajva and Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mahalach HaGosh. Okay, I apologize. I didn't intend for this to take so long.
I would have thought the other way around. According to the Rambam, if Asmachta is really just, I think it's really from Hashem, not adding Ravana or anything new, but it's Hashem's giving a hint. So that seems to align with the Rambam, whereas if it's just a mnemonic that the Rambam, that the Rabbanim are leaning on, it seems like they're adding something, and that would be...
Again, so the way it lines up is in the following sense. That see, even the Ritva agrees, it adds up in the following sense, that if you have an asmachta, so then you can understand that a mitzvah derabbanan is independent. By independent, so what we mean is, again, you don't have to justify the mitzvah of benching by showing how the mitzvah of benching is going to protect Hanochas Tefillin or anything else in the Torah. The mitzvah of benching is an independent mitzvah. The question is, by a mitzvah derabbanan, what's the justification for a mitzvah derabbanan? Torah Hashem Tamimah. Hashem's Torah is perfect. There's nothing missing. So, there's nothing missing if Torah is perfect. So why a Chazal telling you Mikra Megillah and Nechan, etc.? So the Rambam's answer to that is Torah is perfect, but we're not perfect. We need things to help us foster, protect, etc. Divrei Torah. That's the justification for Durabonans. So Durabonans are just Chazal see a need, and Chazal say, you know what? Here's a chance to reinforce that belief in Korach HaTfilah. We'll have people read the Megillah. It's not an independent mitzvah. What's its justification? The Pasuk in the Torah of Kashem Elokeinu V'chol Kareinu Lav. According to the Ritva, it is an independent mitzvah. Why doesn't that contradict Torah Hashem Tamimah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the hint. So for the Ritva, it's an independent mitzvah. If it's an independent mitzvah, so then it's an independent mitzvah which was hinted at in Har Sinai. So that's what the Ramban says in the Gemara in Shavuos. For the Rambam, it's not an independent mitzvah that was hinted at. Again, what did we ask? For both the Rambam and the Ramban, they're hinted at Har Sinai in the sense that the Torah authorizes it. But for the Ramban, the Torah is authorizing new independent mitzvahs based on Asmachta. And that's why they're given a pass on Baal Tosef. And for the Rambam, all the Torah is authorizing is mitzvahs which will foster and protect the existing mitzvahs. That's those mitzvahs. It's not as if those mitzvahs are set at Har Sinai, because Adrab, the whole point is they're not independent.
Okay, also, the Rambam's understanding of Lo Tosif and Lo Tigra, so how do we understand Kedushin?
Excellent question. So the answer is as follows. When we say that the Chetzer Shel Torah is Nechtam, what it means is that externally there's going to be nothing added. Anything, there's tremendous chiddush, but the chiddush is all elicited from what's in the Torah. So through Svara, through Yud Gimel Midos, so Chazal did derive countless things. So it doesn't mean nechtam in the sense that Chazal weren't eliciting and weren't deriving, but the point is, this is the corpus of Torah. Everything else is going to be discovered within Torah, as opposed to coming and saying there's going to be an additional mitzvah, an additional independent mitzvah. The Rambam's understanding of Baal Tosef precludes that.
With the Rambam's explanation of this is Durabanan and that the Torah is already sealed, what does he say about the obligation to keep Durabanan? Like, why do we keep Durabanan from the Rambam?
Again, so thank you. So let's clarify that also. So the way to streamline things. So the Rambam says that the pasuk of Lasosim and Adavashi Agidul Chayamun Usmol, that both authorized Chazal to introduce safeguards, things which foster and facilitate the Torah, and it obligates us to listen. On that pay, on that issue, there's no difference between anyone. That's what that everyone has thought and believed for thousands and thousands of years. The difference is, what is it that Chazal were authorized to do that we were obligated to listen to? For the Rambam, Chazal were authorized and we were obligated to listen to them when they're protecting the Torah, asusiyag la Torah, kerkeyavos, when they're fostering the Torah, as in read the Megillah and your belief in koach ha-tefillah, in the efficacy of tefillah, will be reinforced. That's what Chazal were authorized to do. That's what we're obligated to listen to. According to the Ramban, no, Chazal, again, especially if you correlate the Ramban with the Rashba and Ridva, which I think there are indications that that's the case, according to the Ramban, what Chazal were authorized to do is more than that. Chazal were authorized to add to the mitzvah satorah. Add based on what the Ridva says, based on trail markers, based on hints. But according to everyone, Losos Sha'al Avicha says, listen to the rabbis. Listen to Chazal, and the Tkufas Tanoim and Amaroim, it means primarily then. Afterwards, we don't have such new mitzvahs mechudoshos. We have takonos, but not mitzvahs mechudoshos afterwards. But that's what the difference... Good? Clear? Yeah.
The Ritva and the Ramban both seem to say that for a Durban to apply, to make it, you need to find source for it, you need an Asmachta, or as already said, Baklal at Harsina. That sounds to be very different than the Rashba, who says, as long as you have it Sorech, as long as it's need, since Baal Tosef does not apply to Rabbanim.
So, you're asking an excellent question. The question is an excellent question. A 100%. The Rashba doesn't... What the Tzorech is, and correct. From the Rashba, you wouldn't know all this. Is it possible that the Rashba even disagrees? You're asking an excellent question. The tie-in between the Rashba and others is that l'chori it's poshut that the Ramban and the Ritva would agree with what the Rashba is saying, is that Chazal are given a pass on Baal Tosef. That's why we were mentioning the Rashba.
But the fact that the Ramban and the Ritva both have a need to find a source in the Torah makes it sound like as if they were there is Baal Tosef. They do have an issue of Baal Tosef because they need to find where is it not added because it is already in the Torah.
A little bit. It's an issue of semantics. Conceptually, again, what I mean by Rishus LaHosef is that it's independent. But the same way Hanochas Tefillin and Birkas HaMozen are independent, Hanochas Tefillin doesn't have to link up to anything else. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. A mitzvah in the Torah doesn't have to link up to anything else. So too, Durabonons are independent. That's what I mean by being Mosif. That's how I'm using the term. And in that sense, the Ramban and the Dva absolutely are on that same page with the Rashba. Did you want to segue
start,
to...
Yeah, at this point we should start for...
2.5 minutes?
15, 20 minutes to ask...